Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. John Deere has announced another round of layoffs. The world's largest farm equipment maker reported plans on Monday to let go 75 employees at its Ottumwa works next month. State law requires companies to notify Iowa Workforce Development at least 60 days before mass layoffs or a plant's closure. Since 2023, the Moline-based company has enacted several rounds of layoffs company-wide, totaling more than 3,100 employees. Nearly half of those jobs were at Quad Cities plants, including Harvester Works in East Moline, Davenport Works, and Seating and Cylinder in Moline. On Monday, John Deere also unveiled its latest round of autonomous machine technology at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The profits of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's law firm are becoming a flashpoint in his corruption trial. WVEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
Madigan is accused of shaking down real estate developers to sign on with his law firm. Defense lawyers say they plan to call Madigan's ex-law firm partner Vincent Getzendanner to testify. But prosecutors want to focus on how much their law firm made from the lucrative property tax appeal business. Prosecutor Amar Bachu said the firm's profits would show Madigan's possible motivations for illegal behavior and that in a good year, the then speaker made over $1 million. That disclosure after the jury left the courtroom Monday infuriated Madigan's lawyers, who argued such details would taint jurors. The judge is considering the prosecution's request. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The Davenport Fire Department is investigating the deaths of three people following a house fire early Monday morning. According to a news release, fire crews responded to calls about heavy smoke and fire coming from both stories of a two-story home on the block of on the 1300 block of West 8th Street. The three people inside were rescued, but the others died despite a, quote, aggressive attack to free them by fire crews. Their identities are being withheld pending identification and an autopsy. Johnson County, which takes in Iowa City, is expanding a program that provides additional help for families that receive child care assistance from the state. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly has details.
The county's program, first approved in 2023, is designed to make child care more accessible for eligible low-income families. Children up to 3 years old can now participate. Previously, only 1- and 2-year-olds were eligible. The county also increased the amount it pays licensed child care centers from $200 per child per month to $300. Lori Nash is with Johnson County Social Services.
During the implementation of this project, we've had a lot of kids who have fallen off of the program when they turned 3, but they're still in that same child care center and they're still getting child care assistance, and the center is still losing money.
The program is supported through federal COVID relief funds, which are set to expire in December 2026. The county is working on securing public and private funding to cover the cost in the future. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Iowa and federal officials have confirmed bird flu in a backyard flock in Clinton County. This is Iowa's first case of H5N1 reported in domestic birds this year. Outbreaks at poultry operations in western Iowa prompted the governor to issue several disaster declarations last year. Possible cases must be reported to Iowa's Department of Agriculture. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is also asking people who find 5 or more sick or dead wild birds within a week to report their findings to local wildlife biologist or a state conservation officer. Louisiana health officials on Monday reported the nation's first known human fatality from the highly pathogenic virus. Illinois state senators have passed a long-debated measure in honor of Chicago woman Karina Gonzalez. Gonzalez was fatally shot allegedly by her husband in 2023 after a court ordered him to stay away from her. The bill passed on Monday would require a judge to order guns be confiscated from people who have emergency restraining orders taken out against them. Democratic Senator Selena Villanueva has been leading the charge and was joined by Karina's son Manny and her cousin Monica Alvarez at the Capitol.
You don't know the people until you go to their gravesite, like I've done. You don't know what you're fighting for until you're there and you see those tears of the loved ones that remember them and hold them up.
The bill awaits a final vote from the Illinois House before heading to the governor's desk for signature. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.